something. You know, your eyes have a much greater latitude in the sense that they can see a much greater range of brightness and shadow than film can. So often in film, you have to compensate for that, for the film's inability to actually accommodate the range that your eye can. So that's why you often see when people are filming outside during the day, they're actually using lights, and what they're doing is they're decreasing the ratio between the darkest and the lightest part of the picture so the film can see what your eye is seeing. And also the eye has variable sensitivity. I mean, your eyes become accustomed to the dark, as they say, right? So your eyes become accustomed to seeing in a certain kind of light, and they become more sensitive the more time you spend there. And that's something you have to kind of watch when you're actually working, because your eyes trick you after a while. You end up seeing more detail in the shadows than the film could actually render. So then you have to kind of rely on tools that we have that tell us, you know, exactly what the film is registering. A light meter, for example. I mean, you would read the shadows and see that you're actually seeing a lot more in the shadows than the film is registering. So then you've got to open the shadows up, build them up, so to speak, so your eye can actually, on film, see what your eye is actually seeing in reality.